USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Senate leaders on both sides of the aisle and White House officials all say they do believe they are ready to close a deal on a coronavirus economic stimulus package. Democrats have been complaining that the originally proposed plan gave too much money to corporations and not enough money to workers. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer referring to the bill as a slush fund that the administration could hand out to big business with no oversight. The president's top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, says
it's not a slush fund. Look, that will get money to small and medium-sized businesses, okay? It will also get money to key parts of the economy that are distressed.
The U.S. has cut $1 billion in aid to Afghanistan after a proposed peace plan with the Taliban there has failed. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Yeah, you hear the commercials, and it sounds, you know, pretty hokey, to be perfectly honest, but I definitely have more energy. I don't get sleepy as early as I used to. I have fewer aches and pains. I haven't had any colds. It seems to be working, so I'll keep going with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life or you get your money back.
The Pentagon chief is reassuring Americans they're not going to be literally locked down during the pandemic. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper is insisting that the mobilization of National Guard troops in three states is not a move toward martial law.
Our great National Guard troops are performing tasks such as supporting drive-through testing sites, conducting food delivery to protect vulnerable populations, and helping states plan and coordinate their local responses.
Esper speaking during a Pentagon briefing, National Guard troops have been deployed to New York, California, and Washington State.
A key Federal Reserve policymaker predicting the nation's unemployment rate could jump from historically low levels to 30% amid the coronavirus pandemic, but Fed Reserve Bank of St. Louis President James Bullard also says he expects the economy would rebound later this year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Well, as you well know, no one immune to the coronavirus, and that goes for members of the news media and Bravo Entertainment's Andy Cohen. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Over the weekend, Fox News Media announced at least four of its employees had contracted the virus at various locations. An ABC News staffer working at the network's 47 West building in New York City had tested positive for it, and also another TV newser, a staffer for Lou Dobbs' Fox Business Show, also contracting it. Andy Cohen, the latest Hollywood figure to test positive for it. The news coming just hours after he announced he would be moving his popular late-night talk show, Watch What Happens Live, to his New York City apartment after work-from-home orders had been instituted by the New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And what sort of impact has the coronavirus had on the price of oil? USA Radio's John Clemens on the story.
Oil prices continued to be under heavy selling pressure due to the reduction in demand because of the coronavirus. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price at the pump will go even lower.
Motorists need not be in any hurry to fill up, as the national average will likely plunge another 25 to 40 cents per gallon, likely falling under $2 a gallon in the week ahead, while then setting its target on $1.66 per gallon. That's the lowest level we've seen since 2016.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.